The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Welcome in the Morning Hookup. Bill Hucks, Will Wilson, hanging out with you for a couple cold hours this morning. I'm back. So happy to be back in the saddle here with you guys on the Morning Hookup. Will, thank you, brother. Thank you for holding all this down.
You're welcome, man.
I'm rocking it, man.
Welcome back.
Yes, I'm super excited to be back for everything except for the cold weather.
Yeah.
Shocker. Getting off off the airplane yesterday because I was gone. I was blessed enough to be able to go out and out in Arizona, hang out with some high school buddies that I have not seen. I had not seen two of them in over 20 years.
Yeah, that was cool.
Over
20
years. We were the four guys. We played baseball, we did everything together in high school.
That was really cool.
Right? Always ran each other, and I think there was a lot of nervous energy leading up to getting there.
See, why do you say that?
Because, you know, you haven't seen, like, two of them had not seen or talked to in 20 plus years.
Okay. Have they seen each other?
Like, one time. I believe they were all together, the three of them, at one of the high school reunions. I think the 10-year reunion.
Okay. Other than that, they don't really.
Okay. No.
So, kind of the same situation.
So, like, I talked to my one buddy, Mike, a lot. We text and do stuff because kept up with him and because he moved from North Carolina to Portland, like, overnight after high school because parents got jobs and moved on.
Okay.
Right? I've been out there a few times. We were all, you know, at his wedding and all that good stuff, right? And then my other buddy, one of my buddies went to college with me, but wasn't there the whole time, left. And then another one. But so all these guys also, by the way, are not on social media.
Oh.
One of my buddies is an FBI agent.
Wow.
He doesn't have social media, but he can find out a lot about you.
Yeah, he probably knows me.
Yes.
Hello. That's wild that he's so an FBI. You know an FBI agent.
I know an FBI
agent. Probably,
agent.
Is that something interesting? Can you say his name? Like, is
no.
That, you
no.
Can't do that?
No.
Okay.
Very quiet about it.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know one.
He's probably listening to us right now Langley.
Yes.
Or whatever. Is that it? Langley? Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, he started his career like out in New York City as an FBI agent.
Laney, that's it.
So awesome.
Very cool.
So, but yeah, so the nervous energy of not seeing or talking to a couple was like,
yeah.
As soon as we got there and all together, it was like 1996.
That's funny that you put it that way. It's like you're maybe expecting, you know, one of them to not be what you remember them to be.
Yes,
or...
but everybody was like, yeah, of course we've all grown up, right? Like we've all grown up and all of us have families and things like that. But it was like, yeah, how are we going to act? What's it going to be like? And then you're staying together, right?
Right.
But it was like, bam, got back together, went and did a little grocery shopping, which was a lot of liquids and a little bit of snacks.
Yeah, I would love for you to say the amount of liquids it was
The first night. Well, this was like, so my in-laws have a place out there, so we had the place all set up.
Okay.
So we had to like, all right, let's go to the grocery store, let's get what we need. And there was one cart of snacks, like chips and stuff. That was like $50, let's say, whatever in snacks. What's your favorite snack? Get some cheeses and all that, whatever. There was another cart, and we separated everything out because we wanted to know what was in the cart. It was like over $300 in booze.
$300?
In one cart. Of liquids. Sorry, liquids. In one cart.
What was the grocery store called, just out of curiosity?
It was AJ's.
AJ's, yeah.
AJ's.
Been there?
AJ's.
Big.
AJ's Fine Foods.
Gotcha.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think I was there.
Yeah, it's awesome.
When I was in Phoenix.
Yeah, so it was a great time, man. It was a great time. I do know my body is not as it should be right now. It'll take a few days.
Well, golfing and drinking
every
day.
Yeah, we golfed 3 days and haven't played in a few months, but we had just a great time.
That's good, man.
Yeah, so I'm glad to be back, man.
I got one thing to bring up before we get sports talking. So you posted a photo of you and the guys from back in high school.
Yep.
And I talked to Elijah about this last week. I'm looking at the photo of you guys in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this isn't any disrespect, but I don't know which one's you.
Really?
Yeah. None of them look like you in the high school photo.
If you're staring at the photo, far right, number 33.
Really?
Far right. Far right.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me pull up this photo again.
I have the taped up wrist. That helps.
Yeah, that does not look like you.
That was me.
At all.
That was me.
You have a goat. I guess you still kind of have it today, but it was darker back then.
A lot darker.
You got big glasses. That does not look like you.
Never me.
I cannot see the resemblance.
So funny story about that, right? So funny story about that before we get into sports talk. So our senior year, we wanted to get, let's just pick this picture day.
Okay.
And we decide, like, all right, man, how do we figure this out where we get all of us and our senior photos together? Like, that was supposed to be, that picture, we were supposed to have our individual picture. So you did a team picture and an individual picture. We had this plan. We're not doing that. We're going to do four different pictures. So if you look at the bat, we did the, whatever you want to call it, sign, right? So we did, each one of us did a different pose. So we knew whose photo was which photo when they gave them to us. That was planned that day. Best part about that was my buddy Mike. His mom is notorious for like buying the poster size ones.
Yeah,
she got a poster size of all four of us.
You still have that?
My mom did. Yeah, his mom still has. It's like it's like a, I don't know. It's a 97x100. It's a huge poster.
I love that.
And it's the four of us.
That's beautiful.
That's how it worked out. So yeah, great time. Good to be back. Everybody's having a great start to the Thursday morning.
I mean, a lot happened while you were gone.
A lot, man. A lot. And I kind of just want to kick it off and just talk about Husker football because there's been a lot. There's been a lot. Obviously, before I left, you had Casey Thompson jump on board. You had the Texas Tech running back commit come out and get here. And then you get the news of Chubba Purdy.
Sure.
Chubba Purdy committing to Nebraska. Also, you had a JUCO running back, right? Four-star JUCO Anthony Grant. It was the sixth running back. And where I want to lead this, like, one, I'll ask you guys, how do you feel right now? Because it seems like right now, between what's going on from the recruiting trail, whether it be Chenander, Whip, Joseph, Bill Bush, they're pressing all the right buttons. Okay? And it's easy to go, oh, my goodness, it's happening. Trey Palmer. Sorry, don't forget Trey Palmer.
Don't forget him.
He could be a big one in this class. Yeah. He will be. But you look at that, and you're like, oh, my goodness. What are they selling? Because people are buying right now. Recruits are buying this. Trey Palmer trusts Mickey Joseph so much, hadn't seen the campus until he gets here, or if he's gotten here already. Okay, you're feeling like that. The biggest thing, and now, also, they're still looking to put running backs in this room. We got a Jay Allen. They've got him. They had, you know, having him for a visit. All this stuff. But I'm all about it. One, don't kid yourself. They got winter conditioning. They'll have spring ball. More people are going to leave.
No doubt.
Okay?
No doubt.
Let's not get twisted in saying, all right, we're set. No. There's going to be competitions.
Yeah.
And there's going to be people that are left out.
Yeah.
And out.
Well, then also do the math. I can look at all the people we brought in from the portal alone. Some people have to go, right?
Yeah.
And overboard. There's rules.
There's rules. There's scholarship rules, right?
Yeah.
We got that, right? We have to abide by that and get there. But what I'm all in for right now, and I'm not going to be here, and I'm not going to give you the Kool-Aid talk, because I know a lot of people are drinking it right now, and it's easy to do. But Nebraska wins off seasons all the time. What I'm all in for right now, because you mentioned this morning, I'm all about it. I'm in for every competition that we can have. If there's... Like, right now, there's six running backs in the 22 room right now.
Mm-hmm.
And looking to add more.
It's the only way you're going to know who's the best.
Competition.
Best in the group.
Competition.
Yeah.
Let's have every position. That's where Nebraska is going to win. They got a ton of kids here. There's a lot of stars, four stars, right? You got Trey Palmer, five star.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, you got to come put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
And win. I'm all in for if it's Casey Thompson, Purdy, Logan Smothers, all of them. Battle to the end and the best man win. Running backs, all these dudes, Gabe Irvin, Steph, whoever else, let's battle.
And you can tell.
Trey Palmer, man, you want to be the guy? You got Omar Manning, Xavier Betts, battle.
Yeah, you can tell that's
whoever
where
else.
Frost
I'm
not, wants.
I'm missing names. So I apologize, but I'm just oh, I'm, a lot fired, more, a lot I'm fired more. Up to look on this and think, and maybe I'm crazy to think, but right now I feel like they've upgraded at positions with dudes coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is you have a number one or number two, but now you're bringing another number one, number two to battle number one that you had, number two you had, right? It looks like you're going to have dudes at the one and two deep that can all play.
Yeah. And you can tell Frost wants that. Like, he wants this battle that we're talking about. And he's
I'm
just
all
getting,
in for it.
He's getting every player out there. You said that earlier.
Like, they're just, and they've been really strategic about it. The fit, right? And I hope the fact that, and we talked to Dane about this before, I hope that the fact that, for like in the quarterback room, they brought in Casey Thompson, you got Chubba Purdy. I hope the fact that that fired up Logan Smothers to go and compete. Not to go, oh, right? Go compete. You want the job? Win the job.
You hope that happens.
Gabe Irvin coming off injury. You want the job? Go get the job.
Yeah. But you said it, and I think it's on the money. Train tickets are being bought.
Yeah, there's dudes leaving.
Yeah.
Don't get to that point. There's dudes still leaving. They're going to get through the spring, see where they stand, and they'll be gone. But overall, this competition thing that's brewing, I am all in. Give me a bag of popcorn and let's go. That's where I'm feeling good about it. Because I'm not telling you right now that the kids you're getting are going to turn into national championships right now. I'm not buying it. We all know how we've done with that.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
We win the offseason. The Kool-Aid gets flowing every offseason. Then you get fired up about August, July, late July, August. Here we go. You start looking at schedule and how many times in a row have we predicted like 8-9 wins?
I don't want to say.
Right? So competition. That's where I want to start. That's what I'm all in for. Is a whether the star or whatever.
By the way.
I don't care. Four-star bound and four-star. Whatever.
We did not predict 8-9 wins.
No, we did not.
Season.
We did not. But a lot of people are like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's happening right now.
It's easy to.
It's happening right now with some people.
I don't think it's subjective to say we're winning the portal. Like, we have gotten
it. Yes. Because now, like, that's another thing that has driven me crazy. Is that, like, there's the freshman commits that come in. There's that ranking. Now there's a portal ranking based on that. Because, like, right now Nebraska's, like, if you look at the portal ranking, you're, like, number 5 or 6 in the country on portal rankings.
Yeah.
But they have to find a way to mesh those guys in. Right? You got to find a way to mesh those guys in. Because I do believe this. Last year, I thought that the culture that Frost and staff were trying to get to was happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bond that was happening with that team. With the close losses, they stick together. That's the one thing I'd take from last year. That team didn't give up and quit. It would have been easy for them to do. Because we kept waiting for it. Oh, man, another crushing loss. What's going to happen next week? Are they going to start pointing the finger? Are they going to start blaming? And then suddenly it's a disaster.
Yeah.
But you got to be able to. Now the culture from the new guys, the portal transfers, and the freshmen that are coming in have to find a way to come together and mend them into the culture. Because think about it. Like, yeah, Casey Thompson's coming from Texas. Different culture.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
He can't, and from what I've heard, he has walked in and is trying to learn, talk to everybody, talk to people, what it's like. I mean, there was something out there that I had read that he had even talked to Adrian Martinez to learn about Nebraska, what it's like. That he got to the offensive line room, want to talk to them, take him to dinner.
See, that's amazing. He's embracing this team.
Right, but that's what, then that has to happen, but then the other, from the inside out, it has to happen.
Yeah.
They have to be accepted.
One thing that I was thinking about when it comes to transfers, and, you know, this may be me kind of squashing people's, you know, Kool-Aid drinking. You know, there's a reason people transfer. There's tons of reasons. We don't know why. But I'm going to guess most of the time it's because they weren't panning out at that school. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. And there was a reason that the coaches probably didn't like that player or, you know, weren't given that much playing time, right?
Yeah, or
ability, their talent, you know, something they couldn't do on the field.
Or there was a coaching change or there was something that didn't, whatever.
So all these transfers that we're getting, I'm just, you know, of course staying back and waiting because, you know, there is a reason that they left. Maybe they just wanted to get out and find a new situation. Yeah. But I'm going to guess... But the majority of them, you know, there was something wrong with them where,
could be,
talents, you know, something that they can't cover on the field. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Like, you know, that's why I'm thinking, you know, let's wait till they come here. Our coaches can see what they cannot do, develop them to where they can do it. Because we've seen some transfers come in and not find any time.
Anytime. Any success. Yes. That's it's on them, but it's also development.
Right.
Right? Development from our coaching staff to get them. And that's why it's so huge right now that... Like, there's 16 newcomers this week that are starting their Husker journey, right? It's how much work you're going to put in right now to really want to go on that journey, right? And again, let's not get it twisted. We got a lot of new kids, got, like, the shiny new toys. But, we've done the moral victory crap. Done. It's all about wins.
You're right.
All about W's. I don't care what you talk about, what your stars are now.
For Nebraska football.
Where you came from, it's about W's.
For football, yes, I agree.
It's all about W's.
For Nebraska basketball, you know, I
don't know what it's about right now.
I'd maybe be in the boat for moral victories are okay for this year. What do you think?
Yeah, but it's got to look different. And it started to look different, I thought, the other night.
Well, we've thought that for a few home games. They play okay at home.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, because... I tell you, and we're going to take a break here in a minute and bring T on, because I was sitting with him in Arizona as we watched the Purdue game.
Ooh. Yeah, which we got throttled.
92-65.
I cannot wait to hear.
We pretty much didn't watch. Well, we were there, but it was like. Ugh.
How do you remember it?
Like, it just. Well,
because I'm going to guess after that game, you drank. And
we did, yeah. But I will tell you, like, there were. In games like that, the Purdue games, when you know you're beyond outmatched, it felt like the Rutgers game all over. Like lack of effort, you know?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it did not look like that the other night, I thought.
Yeah.
But you know, against Indiana.
Who has a big game tonight? They play Purdue.
Woo.
Tonight at Assembly Hall.
Purdue's good, by the way. Just don't take anything away from them. They're stinking good.
They're really good. I talked to Robin yesterday. He still likes them as top of the Big Ten. So, I am kind of curious to see talk to T and when what it was like seeing him for the second time in a month.
It was awesome. So.
Now I think Thew's down there.
Yeah, I think he's heading out. He's heading out down there. So, yeah, we got to catch up with him. So, all right, let's take a break. Let's not wait any longer. When we come back... Henry T. Buchanan.